I was going somewhere. More precisely, I was walking to the Brothers Lounge in Omaha, Nebraska, from my apartment on 22nd and St. Mary's. The Brothers Lounge was a sort of comfort zone for me away from home. There were always several TVs running and a friendly bar staff to shoot the shit with that knew me by name and the drinks I would order. True service with a smile and maybe a body joke on the side for free. This particular afternoon, I was walking there so I could watch the Twins versus Yankees game on the television and drink a few pints of Old Style while I watched. I had to walk up 24th Street to get there for a few blocks. Here is something that local racists and rednecks like to say about 24th Street. It's the only street in the world that runs from Africa to Mexico. What they're referring to was that the streets connected two very poor parts of town. I happened to live dead center between those parts of town, in an area that polite folks called the industrial ghetto. So it goes, the rent was $335 a month, and the building was safe. While walking down 24th Street, a hustler on the corner got my attention while I was waiting for a light to change. Usually I would just zone them out and be left alone, but on this particular afternoon, I'd spent the better part of my day smoking marijuana in my studio apartment, and was, how you might say, in a serene state of mind. Besides, there was a cop car at the stoplight, too. "Hey man, can I give you a quarter for a cigarette?" the hustler asked me. As I said, I was in a peaceful mood. I gave him the cigarette, and he gave me his quarter. With the cop car pulling away, he then said this. "Yo, you looking for anything? I got weed, crank, and pussy." At first, I was a little alarmed because I'd misheard him and thought he said, "I got a pussy," which was not the first thing I ever expected a hustler to say to me. He repeated himself. "Weed, crank, pussy." I was not looking for weed, and I had no desire for crank or prostitutes. The whole situation seemed incredibly absurd. "No thanks, man," I said. "I'm good. Thanks."
"It's cool," he said.
"My name's Bucks. You need anything, you look for me." I'd already missed my light change and was checking for oncoming traffic because I intended to split as quickly as possible.
"Hey man, you got a quarter?" he asked.
I'd already forgotten that he gave me one for a cigarette and said no. He walked down the street somewhere to peddle his wares. I crossed the street and continued my walk toward the Brothers. That was when I remembered he'd given me a quarter. I shrugged and kept on walking. I was going somewhere.